This is written by Jobim, right? This is a tune that actually Jobim was a good friend of mine. I met him when I was a kid working in New York, and I walked into his apartment one time. The doorman opened the door, and it was early morning. He said, "Good morning, Mr. Beam." He thought his name was Joe Beam. That's the doorman. Had been living there for like 5 years. Joe Beam was such a partier, man, that I always wanted him with me. I figured if we got like stuck in the Vatican, he could find the party. He would find the chicks and the Johnny Walker. Although probably at the Vatican, that's not even hard to do. Nothing personal. Any of you Vaticaners. Anyway, Joe Beam, I wrote a tune once called Carioca Blue, because a carioca in Brazil is kind of a party guy, and he was. And he would still be with us if he wasn't such a serious party guy. I mean, he took it out there. What a great, great, great musician. He actually studied with Villa-Lobos, which is serious business. And anyway, I was very privileged. In fact, I sat with him in the kitchen of a bass player in the 60s when he wrote his first English lyric to Gingy. And we all looked at the lyric and laughed. And we said, "Jesus, Tom, go back to writing in Portuguese, you know." And it was a huge, huge hit, of course. We were all wrong.